and welcome to Marooned at Magabyte's headquarters, day 287. How are we all doing? Usual scrap for number one in the chat. Well done, Jonathan. Well done. Oh, Simon, were you pipped? How much were you pipped? How are you doing, Simon? Oh, Simon's getting there. Excellent. Annoyingly incremental. Oh, CQ Deb. Hello, Mrs. Simon. How was Christmas? I bet you had some fabulous culinary delights. Not seen any pictures of Simon's bread for a while. We definitely need to see some bread. Right, what's going on? Hello, Paul. You're ahead of us, aren't you? So it's the 28th where Paul is. But 27th here, my grandmother's birthday. She would have been 112. She would have loved to have been 112, I can assure you, because she was so desperate to be 90. This must be a thing. You know, when you're 5 and you want to be 6, and then you reach the age most of us are now, which is like, yeah, the fuzzy years, not actually admitting to any kind of age, and then you want to be older. Oh, she missed it by 14 days. Poor Gran. But we toasted her today. There you go. So what else have we got down here? Johnny was there ages before. Well, clearly Jonathan sat there. He's dedicated. He's a dedicated boy. He's sat there poised and waiting. Now, you see, it had to be opened up early because it's a job that Mike does. That might sound harsh, but I'm still trying to fix stuff on the install, which is how long ago. Realised today I hadn't set the scanner up. Which I realised when I put some paper in it and pressed the button and thought, no, it's not working. And then I thought, did you install the driver? And I thought, no, I didn't. I was working on the principle. Thought transference would work. Pro tip, it doesn't. So that's all working. Then I decided to... The weekly freebie things, I usually capture them to DevonThink. So I thought, not a problem, I'll do that. And now DevonThink isn't capturing full pages. It's only capturing like what you can see. In fact, it's capturing less than what you can see. And I have no idea what's wrong with it. So I've started a list, stuff to fix. When I say a list, it started off on one piece of paper, but I've now decided it needs a little book of its own. Stuff that needs fixing. And I haven't installed BusyCam either, which means all the heavy lifting we do in terms of moving things from one calendar to another, yet that's not happening. But you will notice, if you look ahead in the MacBytes calendar, there's a few little treats in there, like the entire Marooned collection for January. Because let's be honest, it's going to go from bad to worse. Who has seen the pictures of the Boxing Day sales? The Trafford Centre is 2 miles from our front door. Boxing Day is traditionally the day that we have sales in the UK. I've actually put on this one because I put the links together. And this one, I've put Tactical Aid Unit on it. They literally needed the police's Tactical Aid Unit. There were that many COVIDiots about. It looks like a COVIDiot conference. We are still in a tier 3 lockdown. You should not be meeting. You can go shopping if the shops are open. And these are non-essential shops, but they were open anyway. But where's the 2 metre social distancing? Where's the everybody wearing a mask thing? No, I couldn't see that either. And the other one was Greater Manchester. Now, at least inside Manchester, which is much closer to Jonathan. You sent your idiots our way, Jonathan. It was quite quiet in Manchester by comparison. Trafford Centre, less so. Every one of them will be shocked when we're going to Tier 4 come January. You'd like to think they would, Jonathan, but clearly they have. As yet, we have no evidence whatsoever of the existence of a brain cell anywhere near them. When you see the girls, and it does tend to be girls, I would say looking at them any age from sort of 14 to about 23, they just stood there with bags and bags and bags and bags of stuff from Primark. What are they selling that's more important than the ability to breathe? If you could let me know, I'd be really grateful. And the sales aren't like the sales used to be. I mean, when I was a kid, I remember my mum taking me into town and we'd go to Kendall's when it was Kendall Milne & Co. It was like the Harrods of the North. And they would have special stuff for sale during the sales. It was not uncommon to get like usually very expensive dinner plates for a penny each. Those were the, I mean, can you imagine if that was today? I mean, it won't happen these days because the companies wouldn't be making any profit on that. And all that would happen is you'd have the carpetbaggers turning up, buying them by the thousand to sell them on eBay. But just the pictures were enough to turn my stomach. So won't be going near the Trafford Centre anytime soon. It's a super spreader event, isn't it? Hello, Paul. I won't be shocked when we go into a tier 4 lockdown or even a tier 5 or 6. I won't be surprised in the slightest. And where are they going? Where are they going to be wearing all these clothes? Jonathan, that is an excellent point. I can only assume every single one of them is an influencer on YouTube or Insta. And that all they do is stand there doing the trout pout, having their photographs taken in bikinis whilst wearing a fur coat. Because nothing else makes any sense, does it? Can they not read a book? Stay home, read a book. I don't understand it. I must admit, last night, there was a sale on yesterday at Audible. So I didn't have to leave the house, don't panic. Not that kind of sale. It was a £3 sale. So I had a quick shufty through the books. There was a couple that were on my wish list. So I acquired said books. One of them was a kind of police procedural stroke thriller thing set in Manchester. So obviously, quite like the ones in Manchester. Because when they're talking about the roads and stuff, I know exactly where they mean. So Mike had gone to bed and I put this thing on. Now, obviously, I listen at like a minimum of 2.5 speed, sometimes 3. So it's rattling away with itself and it's really peaceful at night, you know, very quiet, working away. And I noticed when I went to bed, I only had 40 minutes left on this book. This is why I get through them at an alarming speed. But can they not find some way of entertaining themselves that doesn't put the rest of the country at risk? Basically, that's my question. Clearly not. Simon's in his own tier 6. Oh, I'm with you, Simon. I mean, why bother meeting anybody? It's too dangerous. The nearest we've got was when Chidge put the gifts in the porch and Mike ran halfway up the street with ours for them and put them down and then backed off like it was a bomb. And then Chidge picked them up and then he carried on. That's literally the nearest we've been. And even when stuff comes through the door, you know, that was Christmas morning. We've not opened them yet because our Christmas day was today, if you remember. We moved it twice. But actually, I know I've not been out since March the 6th, to be precise. I literally cannot fathom putting a mask on and heading out there. There is nothing out there. Nothing at all that I'm interested in. I think in the last 9 months, I've become a shut-in. Apparently, this is a thing. I did not know this, but it's called a shut-in. You just rather have your own company at home. But you can mingle anyway. Look, we're talking now. Then there's after hours and we talk. And then there's MacBite. So I'm not exactly lonely, am I? But going out, that's just dangerous. Also, in relation to that, I did find another story. Be really interested what Kim thinks of this, or Pete. Kind of medical it was. Let me find it. We all know that we've got the long COVID thing. Simon and Mrs. Simon may be interested in this as well. I do hope it is. You aren't. Oh, no, do be warned. There's the most disgusting picture on this. Can't help that. But it was the actual story that I was interested in. It is basically a variant of long COVID. We all know that you lose your sense of smell and taste. But this is another variant of that. And it's scary. Mm. Right. Oh, Paul feels like a... Hello, Anthony, by the way. Hello. Feel like a COVIDiot today. Stephen, our son, just got diagnosed with COVID. Oh, no. Not a serious case. Just shortness of breath. Quarantine for 10 days. Oh, that is not good. So, so sorry to hear that, Paul. You don't need to feel like a COVIDiot. I mean, with these new variants, it's so much easier to catch it. I just thought with this story about the smell of the fish, it's like, is this a thing? Apparently it is. Not anything I've heard of before, but it did remind me of a friend of ours who was having chemotherapy. And she said they told her that the chemotherapy itself would change her smell and taste. And she'd got to the stage where she couldn't brush her teeth with toothpaste because the smell was just so overwhelming. So she was being sick with it. In her case, it got that bad. They took her off the chemotherapy because she was just throwing up that much. So it can happen to anyone. Absolutely anyone. I'm assuming he didn't decide that going shopping was a good idea. So it happens. It happens. What was what called, Jonathan? What was that called? What was what called? Remind me what I was talking about and then I'll tell you what it was called. So Paul's not actually sure what quarantine means for daily activities from what I've been reading. Basically been quarantining for a long while. Just not mingling, I think. Just not mingling. You need a checklist. We all need some clarity on what it all means. I don't think it's helpful. It means different things in different places. But we're in a three at the moment, which means we've not actually moved down a tier. But because they've added a tier, in effect, we have. But like Jonathan said, we'll be in a tier 9 within the week, given what's going on up here. Hello, Pete. Just in time. Have you seen the link for the long COVID thing about fish? We're interested in what you reckon to that. Oh, dear. The picture of the fish. No. I am incredibly sensitive smell wise. So when we would go into Manchester, there was this market, and in the market, part of it was the fish market, and it had like plastic doors as you go in and come out. Was that somebody at the door? Is that Wendy? Have a look out there now. Oh, it's Wendy. Good grief, she's early. She was due at 9:30. It's 7:15. Oh, Wendy, we nearly didn't let you in. Oh, no, we don't do that. Anyway, this fish hall, I made the mistake of walking through it with her once. I was nearly throwing up. So every time after that, I had to walk around the outside of it. The smell was just too much for me. So it, I must admit, it does freak me out, the idea that one of the symptoms is that you end up like that for months and months on end. That must be horrific. I'm not going to try and pronounce what it's called. I'll get it terribly wrong. But a nose disorder. There you go. Burnt toast and fish. The fish would see me off. The other thing I thought was really interesting, and I said to Mike, it says a strong smell of fish, sulphur and a sickly, sweet, sickly odour. And why is everything pinging? Oh dear, it's pinging, pinging, pinging. We don't want that pinging. One thing was somebody said they couldn't abide the smell of coffee. And I can't abide the smell of coffee. Never have been able to. Just cannot handle coffee at all. And other people walk in and say, oh, what a lovely smell of coffee. And I'm like, no, it's vile. Totally vile. I don't know if it's Wendy or not. I can't see properly. It looks like, well, maybe it is. I don't know. It's because it's pitch black and I'm in night mode. So everything's black and white with the reflection of the infrared on it. I can see somebody meandering. I think it might well be Wendy. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see when he gets back. The book about Manchester. Oh, right. OK, it was an audio book. I think the person writes about Manchester quite a lot. I think it was Durant. Let me go get it on Audible. I enjoyed it. It might be part of a series, but it was an audio book. There we go. Now, which one was it? Oh, Forgotten Victim. That's the one. I've got quite a few of hers, I think. Yes. Now, does she write them all about Manchester? Not sure. First one was called Dead Silent. Oh, look at that one. No, I don't think it is always Manchester, but this one happened to be. So it is, let's get it. It's that one there. That is a stupid long URL. I will shorten it and then I will put it in. There we go. It's that one. It's called Forgotten Victim by Helen Durant. I would say that the it's a little bit gory in description, but not actually, you know, anybody torturing anybody. But it's about Manchester, and I love that. There's a whole series about Manchester. I think that's two coppers. I think there's one in Liverpool as well. And, you know, I know Liverpool a bit. So, like that. Right, okay. We've sorted that out. We're back with Annie. Oh, do you know what? I do hope Peter comes in. Right, let's have a look. You know, Kim, that's as bad as the unlucky bed 13, isn't it? You were told yesterday they'd all died COVID after Thanksgiving. I mean, is this supposed to give you some kind of comfort? What is it with these people? Have they had that kind of humanity surgically removed? Does my head in. Does my head in. Oh. Ooh, we've got a video there. What's that one? Let's have a look at that. Drag that. Bye. Are you okay? This made by request last night when we played the Eurythmics, and Alex came in and said, "Isn't that Annie?" And it was. Long COVID is interesting, says Mrs. Simon. In denial and hope, just taking a bit of time to stop feeling tired. You're a big coffee drinker. Love freshly brewed coffee from beans. Can't bear. Bit since COVID. There must be something in the actual smell itself. Because I said to Mike, traditionally, people tend to agree on what is a nice smell and what is a nasty smell. Obviously, there are odd exceptions. People with strange tastes, shall we say. But generally speaking, I don't think you would find anybody who say flowers are absolutely vile to smell. In the same way, you know, when you're carrying your little bag of doggy poo with you, no one particularly wants to stop and sniff it. But coffee seems to be one of these things you either love it or loathe it. I've never been able to abide the smell. So my mum was a big coffee drinker, not coffee like the stuff you see today. You know, the stuff I don't even understand. The lattes and all of that malarkey. Espressos. Hers was more like instant coffee. But I found the smell overbearing as a child. So when you reach that age of like... Because normally it's like, well, would you like a glass of orange? When you got to the age where it was, would you like a cup of tea or coffee? It's like, you must be kidding. Tea I was okay with, but I did like sugar in it. Don't have sugar in it anymore. Which is weird. You know, I went from having a lot of sugar in tea with milk, full fat milk, to black tea. And that's it, with a straw. I have a little straw I carry everywhere with me. After what I went through to get these teeth, yeah, nothing's touching them, nothing. Everything just gets inhaled. Don't touch the teeth. But there does seem to be this thing with coffee that you either love it or loathe it. And I remember making coffee for some delegates one morning, and it wasn't something that I did. I had no idea how the coffee maker worked, and don't use it. And they were like, oh, that smells gorgeous. And I'm thinking, I'm about to heave in a bucket, but do enjoy yourself. It does seem to be, I love it or loathe it with the coffee. I'd imagine it would settle down, but why is it there? Why is it there? Bacon smells weird too, not just nasty, just weird. It is strange, isn't it? I think with something when it's cooking, like bacon, I don't know if it's a mood thing, but sometimes you think like, no, I couldn't eat that. And other times you're absolutely... desperate for it, but very, very weird. Very interesting, but no idea why it happens. If you don't know, Pete, there's no chance the rest of us are going to know. It's just weird, isn't it? And you love the Eurythmics. Yeah, Annie Lennox. That was so funny because the people who were in the chat on Brooklands had no idea what we were talking about. We had to stop and explain. Now they think we're certifiable. But never mind, we were certifiable before. Oh, now Kim says two of her friends have had COVID and say they still get very bad headaches, joint aches and exhaustion for no reason. I was so desperate yesterday, Kim, to ask Kath how Joe was doing, because Joe had his first jab be about 2 weeks ago now, and she had hers a week and a bit ago. On the Saturday it was, so a week ago. And last week she fell asleep in the chair, which she said she never, ever does that. During by request, but she nodded off. You'll notice last night she lasted a bit longer, but she still needed to go to bed. So I was desperate to ask, but thought, don't be nosy. As I said, I did this. There was this thing online about a calculator to tell you when you would be offered your jab. July. I presume they mean it this year, 2021, but you never know. I can't see that because we don't know how long it's lasting yet. Although Mike's boss's boss was all over the news today. Has everybody seen that? Pascal, he is head honcho at AstraZeneca. So they came third in a two-horse race, but never mind, they think theirs is the best. That's the crux of it. That was the crux of his interview. You know, he should be on holiday, shouldn't he? But clearly he wasn't. He was all over the news. Now, having said that, it was Sky News, I think. I don't think I saw that on BBC. But it says AstraZeneca teases winning formula for the Oxford jab. But the World Health Organization warns existing measures still vital. But I think the thing is, those people at the Trafford Centre and the such like are probably thinking, oh, there's a vaccine now. And I mean, they know they haven't had it, but all of a sudden it's less dangerous. So they're all heading out. Anyway, that was the news that I saw this morning from AstraZeneca. Right, let's have a look. So Paul's son works at a convalescent centre, tested last Monday, quick test negative, got a longer taking to return the results on Thursday, and it was negative as well. We had somebody that we knew had done a test, said it was negative, and within 2 days they're in hospital. So these tests aren't exactly accurate either, are they?
So where were we?
Where were we with what?
Where were we?
Before Wendy arrived.
It wasn't Wendy.
No, it didn't look like Wendy. I thought it might be Wendy.
Didn't sound like Wendy.
Was it Arthur? Look at that face. She's disgusted.
I've no idea.
Are you going to tell them what you had for Christmas dinner?
It was a Scouse bloke.
Oh.
Who apologised for being early, but he was round the corner. And was it okay to deliver them now?
Why the hell didn't he ring? Oh, have you collapsed? Right, you tell them what you had. No, I'm being very quiet now. You had fresh pigs in blankets, didn't you? And then, with your lunch, you had chicken. Special chicken that was masquerading as turkey. So you had your Christmas dinner today, didn't you? And we finally had our Christmas dinner. That lamb was gorgeous, you know, Mike.
Good.
I could quite go with that again. I know we have to keep it for special, don't we?
So, there is another one in the freezer.
Oh, that's handy to
know. It was an heir and a spare.
Was that in case there was a calamity with the first one?
Yeah.
She doesn't trust you either. She's saying, Daddy, did you do the same with the pigs in blankets?
Like Parsnipgate.
Oh, yes, Parsnipgate. As I said, the lamb was delicious, as was the onion rings and the cauliflower cheese.
And the garlic mushrooms.
Garlic mushrooms were beautiful as well, yeah. We just won't mention the parsnips,
no.
Will we? No, they'll be fine when they're cooked.
Yes.
They were a little bit anemic to look at, but they were totally inedible.
They were.
Needed a little bit longer, Mike.
4 out of 5 ain't bad.
I'm quite happy.
And it was my first Christmas dinner.
Do you know, we were so nervous. There's no need to be nervous, because I don't care what we eat.
It's like trying to impress you on our first date.
Which was fish fingers and oven chips, done to perfection. Yeah, but look, we don't have the right oven for that kind of thing.
No.
Do we?
No.
Our oven is the size of a shoebox, because we don't have food like that. We have no need to cook things like that. So Mike decided he would try and use it to cook Christmas dinner. But you did great. You did great. You should be proud of yourself.
Yes.
There you go, you see. And Lola's was absolutely perfect, wasn't it, babe?
Yours was out of a tin.
It had you cook the chicken.
That's true.
And the pigs in blankets.
That's true.
Oh,
they
yes.
were cooked this
She's
morning.
She's been a spoilt dog.
And you've had your walk. Good job I wasn't reading the news or out with Lola, wasn't it?
Yeah, a couple of minutes earlier and you would have been.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I know. You're very grumbly. You've forgotten my treats, she's saying. Well, the longer we make you wait, the fewer you'll need. That's my logic anyway. Oh, dear, oh, dear. So Paul hopes the AstraZeneca vaccine is the best. It's the only one Australia's organised to get. Wow, you can't get Pfizer full stop.
It is the best, Paul, because the best people work there.
Not expected to be vaccinating until March. You've done better than the rest of us, though, with like the rules having some kind of impact, unlike here where it's like, oh, Boxing Day sales! And COVID's on holiday, apparently. mentally for the imbeciles that have gone shopping. Do you know, there are people who need to be out there, like the coppers that were trying to sort out, was it 12 of them got hurt on Christmas Day? Domestic violence. They have to be out. They should be given priority and the rest of us can wait. Stay home, read a book. I'm going to have a bumper sticker made of that.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, stay home, read a book.
Or stay home, listen to Matt Bites.
Stay home, listen to Matt Bites. Yeah. You see, you have to be home to read a book, though, don't you? Look at that tail. Are you thinking, if you wag your tail enough, you'll impress me, and then the treats will come out? She's looking sheepish now. Bless her.
Well, everything was there.
Oh, I thought an item was missing.
No, that was weird. On the website, it says item unavailable, but it's actually... Maybe it was unavailable.
To be honest, it's not the first time we've done that.
Because we got the last two.
It's called under-promising and over-delivering. You think you're not going to get the best treat you've ordered, and then it turns up and it's there.
Surprise!
We can hear you. Everyone can hear you. Yeah, shortness of breath today at work. Hang on. No fever, went to the ER and found it positive. That's shocking after having so many negative tests. He must have been absolutely dumbfounded. Because you'd think if one false negative, but not two. Kim's still waiting for the J&J vaccine. The only one. One injection, won't have to worry if you're allergic. Won't get the full dose. I have no idea what we're going to be offered over here. But the benefit of the AstraZeneca vaccine is the temperature it can be stored at and the price, which, as far as I know, is £3 a dose.
Something like that.
Some of the others are 30. So I think there's a good chance everyone will be getting the AstraZeneca one. Can you hear her? Right, shall we have a schmacko? She knows exactly where those treats are. Look at her. Oh, look. I know Kim will choose a dentist stick. I don't know what Jonathan's going to choose before he heads out with the bins. Are they collecting the bins tomorrow,
bin
Jonathan?
Day. It's bin day for us on Tuesday.
We've fallen quite nicely this year with bins.
Yeah.
Right, I think that's a chicken one. Yep, still not got COVID. Maybe that's what he should have done, Paul. Just get some tripe sticks from Lola and have a sniff of those. There's no false positives there. Or negatives either. If you can't smell it, you've got a problem. She loves the smell, the
you
taste,
that
though.
One.
That was an accident,
last
Daddy.
One.
Good girl. So what were my adventures today? Setting the scanner up was an adventure. I'd totally forgotten how I did it, because it's not supposed to work with my scanner. So it was very much like, well, last time was hit and miss, so I'll try and remember what I did. That one didn't go too badly at all. Yes, the scanner's working now, isn't it, babe? Devon thinks broken, but the scanner's working. It's never a dull moment here with broken kit. Right, that's those to put back. Do you think I'm giving them to the dog? Look at her little face.
That's it?
Oh, no.
Have a jumbo from mum.
Oh, should we do high fives? Show them how clever you are. Go on. One... Two. Hey, good girl. Oh, savour it.
That's what I do with her in the mornings.
You hold it just out of reach so she sniffs.
In the mornings, we have a routine where I sit on the stairs and I give her two schmackos in bits and then we have a jumbo. And we have to do pause.
She's spoilt rotten. Definitely spoilt rotten. Oh, so the vaccines are free for you. And they're not taking Jonathan's bins. Got to go down tomorrow. But that might not be convenient, Jonathan, because that's a Monday. That's when ours need to go out. I believe our vaccines are free to us. What I said to Mike was, you know, who is actually paying for them? Obviously, in this country, it would be the NHS. I don't know, though, whether you could go private and kind of not exactly jump the queue, but... If you went private, you would be paying for it, so you would get to choose which vaccine it was. Maybe Pete knows. Are we at the point where there are any vaccines available privately to people that they could actually pay for? Doubtless, if the vaccine's £30, it's probably going to cost you £200 to get done. But it's one option, isn't it? They should give them the army as well, given they keep sending the army out to sort other issues out. Because one of the issues is at the moment here, yesterday, so Boxing Day night, sitting here, we're just going to Marooned and by request. And before you know it, I've got the A-lady sat next to me, flapping away with herself, telling me to pack a bag. There's a flood alert local and it's serious. And I looked at her, I thought, oh, you've got to wait, dear. I'm in the middle of a show. But the weather's shocking. 1,000 people were moved out of their houses, much further south in Bedford. But, you know, you think, where are they going to go? The hotels, I think they're in a tier 4. So you shouldn't be leaving your homes. But given the fact that the water level is rising up the wall, what are you supposed to do? As if you've not got enough grief, leaving your home at any time due to a flood and you know, basically carrying your possessions with you as you go, where you're trying to find somewhere to stay. At least you might be able to stay with relatives, but not at the moment because there's a tier 4 lockdown. Whether you can get into a hotel or not, and even if you do, then you're mingling with people who were outside your original bubble. That's got to be the worst thing in the world. You've got your belongings in a car and nowhere to go. That presupposes you've got a car, doesn't it? I really feel for people in that situation. It always seems to be the same places that flood, doesn't it?
Mm.
They keep building on the floodplains. Oh. You have had all you're having. Oh, no, she hasn't. Hang on, I'm lying. You've not had your dentist stick, have you? I'm lying to you. Sorry, Lola. Your dentist stick and then you're done. Look at that face. Right, Mummy's got the dentist stick. It's in the bag. Now it's out of the bag. Shall we sniff those? They're not too bad. They're not too bad at all, those dentist sticks. That was a burp. I think you've overdone it. Come on, proper paws. High five. Not the same paw. High five. Good girl. All right, sniff. And she heads off with it. Excellent. Right. He didn't complain about loss of taste or smell, just generally feeling not well. This is just so weird, isn't it? You cannot legislate for this one. It's just stats. If 1 in 1,000 is a false negative, then a double false negative for a person is a single person. It's problem 1 in 1 million. If they've done 1 million tests, there's no surprise it's happened. I know technically, but it concerns me that if they did a blood test and they were testing you for a blood group, it's 100% accurate, surely. So if this isn't 100% accurate, they could be giving you treatment for something that you don't have, or not giving you treatment, or telling you you have no need to isolate when actually you do. It's still scary. But I certainly hope it doesn't get any worse, Paul. In fact, let's get it getting a lot better fast. They're not offering them privately yet. I just thought maybe someone would get them in from somewhere or other. Obviously, I mean private doctors, not just some bloke on the corner of a street. Although, you know, I can imagine that actually happening. Because every time you see the vaccine being transported anywhere, there's like army with it. And I can understand that. If it's not nailed down, someone would want it, even though they don't know how to give it. They're just barking mad. We're back to the people thing, aren't we? Distributions by the NHS chain, no private work. I wonder if the day will ever come. Because I'm pretty sure if you don't have a GP, how are the government going to be getting hold of you? To say, you know, you've not had a vaccine. Because on the one hand, it should be really easy. Everybody's got an NHS number. But on the other, and they can get to everybody by sending you a text. Because back at the very beginning, when we all went into a lockdown, the 23rd, they sent a text out and I got it. And I'm not registered anywhere. So they obviously have the ability to override the preferences in a national emergency. So they could use that to track you, I guess. But then not everybody's got a mobile phone. So I don't know. That's going to be very interesting. Watch this space. It'll carry on happening. There's a couple on eBay if you want. Yeah, probably not, Jonathan. No. Oh, and you hope you get one of these. Oh, right, let me have a look. This is an eBay thing. Okay, so this is a tattoo or something. I've had my vaccine. The thing is, you know, they're 99 pence. So I could buy one. Doesn't mean I have had the vaccine, does it? But, you know, you might think to yourself, well, if that...
Maybe the dentist sticks back.
Yes, before she realises and thinks there's another one. Just wrap them up and put them in there. Kim still says, give them to the healthcare workers first, the elderly medical compromise. Totally agree. Totally agree, Kim. What is happening over here, I honestly don't know. Pete's the best man to know that. But I know people who have actually had it. And like I say, these people, yes, give it to the elderly first. But if they're retired and all they're doing is sitting home reading a book, then technically speaking, they could wait, because the first line responders are the ones who need them the most. And anywhere they send the army into stupid situations, they then become front line. That doesn't seem to be happening. They seem to be saying it's got to be given out to people. The medically compromised or age related, which I can understand, but they need looking after by other people. So that brings in the care home staff and NHS workers. I find it absolutely amazing that everybody in the NHS hasn't been done first. But Pete says no. It's chaotic. How can you privatise it before offering it free of charge to everyone who's entitled to it first? Well, if you could get hold of it, Jonathan, and okay, in this country, I mean, I don't know how it's been organised in terms of supply. Obviously, in this country, Pete's saying NHS supply chain. So no, you couldn't legitimately get any, but you know, there's a market somewhere in the world, or buy it direct, and then they could legitimately charge for it. I mean, the thing is, you wouldn't know what you were having, would you? Even paying privately at the best swanky doctors, they don't know what it is either. There have been cases, NHS supply chain included, where fake medicines have entered the supply chain. So this is something you'd have to be incredibly careful with, wouldn't you? Right. COVID swabs are dependent on technique as well as the technical limitations of the technique. If you have COVID but the swab isn't taken properly, you can still get a negative result. And there's so many people doing those tests. I wonder to what degree they've been given any like extensive training, because you would think it was a simple matter to take a swab. And some people are taking their own. So they've got the issue of, are they doing it right as well? Could it be done with a blood draw? Because would that then be more accurate? Because I'm already think the swabby thing just, no, not nice. No. I'd probably gag on it. No, I don't like that kind of stuff. And you know, you think you're doing it, and then if it isn't done right, then it may be negative anyway. I'd like it to be accurate. Let's put it like that. I do whatever was the most accurate. There are some mostly young who sort of want to get it and then have it be done with. Really? She was a nurse and she got it. Yeah, but you don't know what's going to happen. One of the things on the news sites that I read was somebody who got it and it was relatively mild. And then whatever happened after that, it obviously developed. It developed into sepsis and they lost their hands and feet. So I cannot understand an attitude of, well, I think I'll get it and then I'll be fine. You've no idea if that immunity is forever anyway. So, and then, you know, if you then have to, you've had it and then you have the vaccine, you've no idea what interaction that would have. You've still no idea that you won't get it again another time. And then the symptoms could be less or they could be worse. We don't know. There's so much we don't know about it. He and his wife live in the basement that Elaine wants for a studio. Yeah, they could now move out and have that for a studio. But at least they've got their own space, Paul. It'd be so much worse, wouldn't it, if they hadn't? You've been distancing yourself. I can understand that, because there's no access to anything, really, in terms of to protect yourself. He must feel pretty bad as well. Jonathan would love to get the vaccine now, but wouldn't want it taking it away from somebody else, like your grandparents. The elderly, yeah, I get the elderly are most likely to die, so by all means give it to them. But they need to be looked after by somebody. If they're elderly and not in hospital, they could be in a care home, in which case it's okay that they're immune, but the staff aren't. And that's putting such a pressure on the staff, the owners of these homes, the families of the people, the carers. So seeing as though there are like millions of these doses at the moment, yes, giving it to the elderly, but they would be at much less risk even unvaccinated, if the staff looking after them were vaccinated. So I can't help thinking they should actually come first. Mind you, if the AstraZeneca one comes through fairly quickly, I guess they could roll that out. I don't know. Isn't it something that certain vaccines are better for certain people? And I don't know how on earth they're going to work all that out. That basement has studio written all over it, Paul. Just saying. Mind you, your office is fabulous as well. So, close run thing, shall we say. Oh, how did I know, Jonathan? Wealthy Britons offering private doctors to jump the queue. A private clinic in Wilmslow. That doesn't surprise me, does it, you, Mike?
No.
Oh, for crying out loud. What is it with people? Stay home, read a book. Let everybody else go first. So far, medical frontline workers and those in nursing homes get it first. I think that's got to be a way to go. I really do think that's got to be the way to go. Because they're acting as a buffer to everybody else. If nobody is visiting the home and the staff are immune, then I don't see how the residents can get it. Now, if you want the residents to be able to visit with their families, then the rules change. But, you know, we've already had months and months of not meeting, so another couple of weeks won't make any difference. Stay home, read a book. I didn't say wanting to get it was a rational thought. Just, oh, I know those who believe it. It's very much untested. And let's say I'm not exactly chomping up the bit, Kim. I'm staying home and reading a book, taking my own medicine. Random thought. Why can't they do both frontline and elderly? Well, again, there's actually no reason. As long as the people lower down, like people who are either retired and can stay at home, or shielding, can stay at home and shield a bit longer. I just think they'd make more of an impact on the statistics if the frontline staff were done first. Because they're the ones exposing themselves to it on a daily basis and have been doing for months. They deserve that. The rest of us can wait. But clearly people can't wait because, you know, matter on sale. I'm definitely getting a bumper sticker. Stay home, read a book. It shows you. They must get some kind of twisted pleasure from that. Mind you, we do have a friend and it was their son's 21st birthday. So they were going somewhere special for the day. The Trafford Centre. They went, they took him on his 21st birthday to the Trafford Centre as his gift. They bought him a watch while they were there, but his like special day was a trip to the Trafford Centre. You see, I'm thinking Disneyland. Yes, I understand that. But the Trafford Centre? It's like making a religion of shopping. And, you know, there's only so much stuff that you can buy. But apparently not. Apparently the Trafford Centre's where it's at. We did do the Trafford Centre on Boxing Day one year, didn't we? Just got back in time for New Year. It never again. Never, ever, 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 ever again. We'd gone because Apple had a sale on, so it must have been 2006. We took Mayor with us. He had a run around the car park, didn't he? Holding court, you know, looking like a Christmas bear. But we got there okay, got in. It was like a rugby match, trying to buy anything. What I was buying was Photoshop Elements. And I put it off and put it off because I had Photoshop on the PC. Didn't have the Mac version and I wanted to wait for the next version before I bought it. But being on the Mac 8 months by then and there was still no sign of a new version from Adobe. So once this sale item went down to like about £25 from 100, I thought, right, I'll go down and I'll get it. It was only like one day. We were fine getting in. We were fine getting it. We were fine getting back to the car. It was getting the car out of the car park. It took us basically the rest of the day, at least 4 to 5 hours. It was horrific. So there is, we took a decision after that. There's nothing out there that's worth heading out for on Boxing Day, ever, 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 ever. We would never do it again. And looking at those pictures, you know, it's just like bags of clothes. I mean, you wear them once and that's the end of it. I can't understand. Well, we've seen areas go from a tier one or a tier two to a four. But we're still in a three. Well, that tells you something, doesn't it? The tier three restrictions were stricter to start with. Therefore, the levels went down. But in a tier two where they could do more, it ran rampant and now they're in a four. So why don't you just stick us all in a national lockdown for another 6 to 8 weeks, by which time, you know, send the vaccines out and things will look a lot brighter. But you know Boris. Sadly, we all know Boris. Oh. Jonathan's looking forward to better news on the vaccine from AstraZeneca for the end of 2020. I think that's what you got today. I think that's probably as good as that's going to get at the moment. But it sounds to me as though it's basically ready to send for approval. So your spreadsheets work then, Mike?
Yeah.
Yep, you had a hand in that.
But I'm on holiday till 2021, so...
True. Well, if there's any... if there was a spreadsheet crisis, it'd be you that'd be coming to...
Oh, I did look at my emails because I wanted to check my calendar for the first couple of days back. So I went into Outlook and I must have a couple of hundred emails. But most of them are just...
garbage.
Garbage, pretty much garbage, yeah.
Oh, at least they've not wrung you. We always had this thing, didn't we, from, God, probably about 20 years ago. Mm. Every time Mike went on holiday, be it a week or 2 weeks, he'd get back and somebody would have handed in the resignation or been sacked. It was like clockwork, wasn't it, Mike? Then, I think that started here, didn't it? He'd be on holiday and they'd ring him. And to me, that's off. That is really off if you're on holiday. I remember when one of my bosses tried it, he only did it once. As I told him where I'd shoved the phone, very graphically. He'd know it was ringing, put it like that. But that was happening every holiday with you.
Mm.
Where's this? Oh, I just needed to know where that was. Until I kind of stepped in because I wasn't pleased, was I?
No.
No. Anyway, they've stopped
Mac
doing that.
Mac bites.
And so does Elaine. Mm. And now they know that. There you go.
Oh. See you, Johnny.
Good night, Jonathan. You got 3 books to listen to. You do. You do. I did find those. Oh, the one that made me laugh. I can't remember which book it was now. But the one that I put underneath and does the narrator sound familiar on this one? Was it? Oh, it was David Allen's Getting Things Done, wasn't
yeah.
it? Because we said we might do a book club on that in the new year. So I thought, oh, an audio version of it. That's handy to have. Press play. It was Siri. Moonlighting.
Oh, Johnny's staying. Simon's gone.
Oh, it's Simon gone. Good yeah. night, Simon. Oh, he's walking dusty.
Johnny's staying because he's got no bins to put out.
We're better than putting the bins out. There's a tagline for us. Mac bites, better than putting the bins out. We could do that. Got no problem with that. I was surprised how many of those books were really good that I found. The Christmas Carol one was fabulous. I know we did Christmas Carol on the first day, which was an actual ebook. But when I found that audiobook, I thought, there's only one Scrooge, as far as I'm concerned, and that is Alistair Sim. But the guy doing the narration on the book was very, very good. He had all the characters. So I did actually sit and listen to that on Christmas Eve. I enjoyed that. So Simon hopes to see the people who voted for Brexit are only going to take vaccines developed exclusively in the UK. That'll leave a lot left over, won't it, Simon? they'll just want the Oxford one. And the politicians are jumping the queue. You mentioned that, Kim, and wasn't one of them in his 30s? On what basis is he prepared to sit there on TV and take a vaccine off somebody else? That's disgusting. Joe Biden is old, so he should have gotten it.
What are we calling it?
Better had.
Mac bites, better than putting the bins out.
Yes. Is that our title right there?
I'm putting it in what's it?
His VP is young and should not have gotten it. How old is his VP? He doesn't look that old, but then, you know, they never do these days. There's that much Botox involved.
At least he's got a VP.
Yeah, that's true. No VPs and Catanians, not this year. Mind you, I suppose what they're thinking is, you know, as you've pointed out, Kim, he is that old. If something happens, they don't want it to have to go to the next one down. Isn't it the Speaker of the House after that? Or who is it after that? I saw it on 24. But if the P's gone and the VP's gone. So the Queen should get it, but Prince William and Harry don't need it. Unless they have illnesses we don't know about. Well, does stupidity count, Jonathan? I mean, he's already had it, William. And that news was kind of slipped out as an afterthought 6 months later. No talk of whether he's had any kind of long COVID. Nothing about whether Catherine caught it. Nothing about the children. His father had it. There's something... Stupidity clearly runs in the line as well. I'm sure the Queen's had it, and I'm sure Prince Philip's had it. And they've kept themselves to themselves over Christmas. But the younger ones meet a lot of people. I mean, they went on a tour before Christmas. A train tour of the UK to thank people. Did I mention staying home and reading a book?
Thank them by staying at home.
Exactly. And yet they all turned out, all the NHS workers turned out and stood there on the grass, clicking pictures. Well, I'd tell them where they can go. Go home. It doesn't matter who you are. It sets a tone. Because then some people will be saying, well, you know, William and Kate can go out, so why can't I? And then bad things happen.
Words are said.
I'm thinking about that kid that was out the other night on a bike.
Yeah.
15 years old, out on a bike, 9:30 at night. Now, 9:30 at night here, okay, that's not late particularly for a 15-year-old during a holiday. But it's pitch black. He only got knocked off his bike by a police car responding to a domestic violence incident. So he's now clinging on to dear life, isn't he, in hospital?
Mm.
He's not dead yet, but not far off. Life-changing injuries. What are you doing out anyway? We're in a tier three. There's nowhere to go. You're not allowed to mingle. So what were you doing out? Doesn't make any sense. Then the police, there's now going to have to be an investigation with that. And heaven knows what happens with the domestic violence incident. But there was 15 or 16 of them assaulted on Christmas Day due to domestic violence. Maybe it was the parsnips weren't done right. But I wasn't bothered, was I?
No.
I never said a word.
No.
I never said a word. I pushed the parsnips silently to the side of the plate. And eventually Mike said, how were the parsnips? And I said, somewhat undercooked. And he said, yeah, so am I. But it didn't result in domestic violence, did it?
No.
We can live without it. We can manage. I'm sure the Queen's already had it now, you know. Oh, that's a good idea, Jonathan. We need to do a poll to see who gets closest to the number of emails he returns to work to after 2 weeks off. Right, you're on, Jonathan. We did that with Mike, didn't we? But we can't do that at the minute because he's just said.
I haven't counted.
We didn't do a count. It was just a ballpark.
It was just a lot.
I think we should do that. Now, technically, Jonathan, Mike's been off twice as long as you. So he should have more, but you don't know.
I reckon I've got more than there are number of maroons.
You reckon?
Yeah.
There's been quite a lot of maroons, though, hasn't there? We'll be up to... What will it be on New Year's Day? Isn't it... Hang on, we're 287. So we'll
Shall
be...
I get my spreadsheet 90,
we'll be 92. 292 on New Year's Day. I think we can safely say that this year's been a boon for anything to do with MacBites, don't you?
Yeah.
Mike's got some statistics that we might share about... well, it's a whole of MacBites, isn't it?
291.
It'll be 291.
No. 291 on the 31st.
Yes.
292 on the 1st.
292 on the 1st of the year. That way, marooned will span 2 years. Mind you, way it's going. You know what we should do? A bit like pin a tail on the donkey. How long till we won't need a maroon because we're not marooned anymore? Have we got a year on
9,999.
That's when I run out of padding.
Yeah.
That's going to be a nightmare. No, it's not going to happen. We'll all be free by then. Does anybody want, serious question, does anybody want to go back to exactly what you had before? All this getting back to normality. Do you want back exactly what you had before? Because my thinking on it is I'd like something better. Where we're not killing the planet and all the rest of it. Why can't people carry on working from home? And that way you don't have to keep building roads and stuff.
Mm.
You don't need to go from 2 carriages to 4 to 6 to 8 to 10. Because you know what? Stay home, read a book. Could more people work from home more? because a lot of them seem to be going stir crazy. But I think we could make a huge difference.
Johnny would like something better as well.
Ah, there you go. All right, so moving down my list, moving down my list. She's 56. Then she's way down the list. Way down the list. What would you like that's better, Jonathan? What would make it better? What would make it better for me is less busy at the rush hour, because it's just chaotic outside our house and we're not even on a main road. So you can imagine it is just chaotic. A quieter, more peaceful, more respectful way of going on with each other. And I don't think that will happen. I thought at the beginning it might, but as it's gone on, people have got more cranky and they seem more selfish than they were before. But personally, I'd like something better. And, you know, if you can't have something better because you can't affect other people's behaviour, then you can, the only thing that you can do is control your own response to it. And I must admit, my response is I have no desire to go out, meet up, let's have a party, let's do this, let's do that. It's like, well, let's just think about those that aren't here to do that and think how lucky we are. Just be a little bit more introspective, maybe. But I definitely think we could move stuff around less. Like those truckers that got stuck. That would have been a living nightmare if they had not already been in a tier four. Because I have seen Kent personally, close up. It only takes like one lorry to be blocked. And before you know it, you can't move. And when it comes to it returning to normality, it takes like 6 weeks. So if less people were moving around, we'd be breathing better air and stuff like that. That's what I would like. Kim would like it better, but she needs to go swimming. Oh, I think we should have a whip round for Kim to have a pool put in. Could you have your own pool put in? Would that work? Or does it have to be a really big thing? I've not been swimming for years. I wouldn't fancy going swimming now, ever. Not in a communal pool, I wouldn't. I used to enjoy swimming. I went to a grammar school which had its own pool. And what they did, I mean, I don't know the history of how come they ended up with their own pool. It was a full-size Olympic indoor thing. You should have seen it. It was amazing. It was something that I would imagine you'd only see at private school. And yet this was now, you see, we say public school, but to you, ours was a standard school. If you hear public school, that means private. I know it's all the wrong way round, but it's the way we talk over here. It's idiotic. But this was just a standard school that the council owned. So to have this swimming pool was amazing. I'm assuming they either charged the other schools to use it or it was defrayed off some cost from the council. But it was in use virtually 24/7. So Olympic swimmers would come in early morning. Other swimmers would come in the evening. There was the classes that we had from people at that school at that point, and they also shipped in primary school children to use it as well. So it was a fantastic facility. But after that, I mean, we do have swimming in Sale, don't we? There's a leisure centre. Not been there for years and years, but I do enjoy swimming. Didn't we have a guess early on how long Marooned would last? And we laughed at the 2021 suggestions. We did, Paul. We did. How idiotic were we? Yet we're not laughing at the 2023 ones. Not anymore, we're not. Marooned will be there. Not when you least expect it. It'll be there until we're not marooned anymore. Which for us could be forever. Who knows? No idea. Kim really doesn't want any more protests that are destructive. You need a big pool to swim laps. We need to find one, Kim. We're not going to be able to get like a plastic one and send it to you that you can blow up. We need to ponder this long and hard. After I saw those two videos, the documentaries on Seattle, one, I had a much deeper understanding, but two, just wow. Wow. What was the most scary was that could happen anywhere. That it was, I assumed it had taken a long, long time to get like that, but it didn't seem to. It just seemed to be like, we're going to make a decision. We're not criminalising things. And the knock-on effect of that was absolutely crazy. So I didn't understand what they were rioting about, Kim. I thought in the summer it was mainly the mask wearing, but to be honest, that was secondary, wasn't it? The whole thing just kicked off. So hopefully, I did hear on our news, and I had a look at it and I thought, well, you know, Okay, they've said that, but that doesn't mean that that's reality and that's what's happening. But they did say that some police had gone in to clear up part of the tent cities that were there. So that was the start of reclaiming Seattle. But looking at it, it could take a while, couldn't it? You love meeting with us all. Well, we love meeting with you. That's what I'm saying. Who needs to go out with our so-called friends who are busy telling us you need to get the jab because you need to go out? No, I can stay home and read a book and talk to my lovely, lovely magpies on Marooned. So absolutely. The only constant thing that's happening. Oh, we're constant, Jonathan. Jonathan, this is what consistency looks like. I know it's been 14 years until we've got there, but do you know what? No one can ever, ever, ever utter the words inconsistent ever again in relation to MacBites. Obviously, the schedule is still when you least expect it, but you've come to guarantee, you know, 7 o'clock.
Marooned, and we're marooned when you expect it.
Marooned when you expect it. It's been great fun. Come on, it has.
Yeah, it has.
You know, you look at the news.
It still is.
I look at the news and I think, just wait till I tell the Macarooners all about this one. Because otherwise, I think I'd be going mad. I think I'd be thinking the world's going crazy outside the front door. And is it just me? And then I talk to you guys and no, it clearly isn't just me. It's everybody else apart from us is absolutely, as we say here, batshit crazy. I mean, those girls coming out with all these shopping bags, absolutely bats. They're going to go home and they're going to stand there poncing, like you're saying, as Jonathan says. Why is this comment of the day, Jonathan? It's not like they're going anywhere, is it? Well, when you think the pubs are shut, the discos are shut, nightclubs shut, there really is nowhere to go. So why are they buying this kind of stuff? Maybe it gives them some kind of comfort.
It probably does.
Like a comfort blanket. So they're probably sat at home now in 8-inch high stilettos with skirts up their backside and a crop top on. With the father saying, you want to get some clothes on? That's exactly what mine would have said. Oh, mine was a menace. He was an absolute menace. He very seldom said, you're not thinking of going out in that, are you? Because you know me. When I put my games kit on, the skirt was longer than my everyday one. So no, he never had to worry about that. But my father with me, once I got to the age that I was putting makeup on, he couldn't handle it. He could not handle it. And I taught myself how to put the makeup on. You know, I didn't have any girlfriends. Like, oh no, you do it like this. And then Mum said, can you do me for Christmas? And I did. She goes down, she looked fabulous. And Dad said, what's that on your face? And I thought, and that was when it kicked off.
You do surprise me.
He was stuck in his ways, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was a typical bloke. He wanted everything his way. Well, you know, that wasn't going to happen. Well, as soon as you had a daughter, you were knackered, mate. Although I was a bit of a tomboy and I did play football with him, take him to the football. And do you know, every time I took him to the football, he never enjoyed it. The first time I took him to the football, I got a choice. I could either go and see Grease at the cinema or I could go see Nottingham Forest play Bolton Wanderers. So I went for the football match. What Dad had totally misjudged with this very kind offer was that it was the 19th of December and it was freezing. He spent the entire match wrapped round a flask and he was having soup at half time. We basically had to thaw him out when we got him back to the car. Another time we went together, He decided we were leaving early, which is sacrosanct. You do not leave early, but he did. And he hit his head on a stanchion as somebody went up the wing.
See you, Johnny. Do you want to do ours as well? Do you want to do ours as well?
Oh, yes. Mike has been very frugal with the plates, so there was less washing up. And another time he took me to Wembley. And, the toilet facilities were somewhat lacking, weren't they, Mike, at Wembley? Yeah, we'll talk about that. So we never had any fun when we went out. Kim, you hope we don't forget about you when we start going out to our fancy parties again. Kim, I have absolutely no desire to go anywhere other than here with you guys. Seriously. I am so over parties and stuff, really. That is years and years and years off. I don't think it will ever happen again. Because I think what will have happened is, you know, quite a few of them were of an age anyway. So some people have died and it, you know, during this last year, and it's not been COVID related. It's just literally they natural are in their 90s. Wastage. Well, they're in their 90s, yeah. Aren't they? And of course, because there's been no meetings, there's been nobody joining. So I said to Mike, can't ever see the Catanians getting back to what it was. But we were there for, you know, 4 years, and we had a lovely time. We've got lovely friends, you know, Kath, Joe, Kaz, Nina, all from that. But I just don't see the big parties.
And we got a radio station out of it.
The Brooklyn's by request, obviously. But if I had a choice right now to go out to a big party, you know, COVID, you don't have to worry about it, I would still be here with you guys. We have been through a lot together, and we've got a long way to go yet, I fear. So, in terms of taking a bet, does anybody want to predict the number of the last marooned? Because I remember Paul saying about 2-3 weeks in, I could do 6 months of marooned, he said. And we all thought, ha 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 ha, don't be funny.
Do you fancy another 6 months, mate?
Who knows what the future brings, but whichever it brings, we will be here and we will share it together. Can't say fairer than that, can we? But right now, we're going to head off.
I guess something to eat.
We haven't had dessert yet. We've had a starter. That was mushrooms. It was delicious. We've had the main course. We're not talking about parsnip gate. There was nothing wrong with the parsnips, Mike. They'll be fine when you've cooked them. Right. So we'll have them tomorrow.
Put them in a bag in the fridge.
But we do have dessert to come. We've kept dessert for later. Paul thinks there's going to be a lot of changes to in the social network. I agree, because, you know, there are people that I thought one thing about that I now think another, because I'm thinking I didn't expect them to take what I consider to be dangerous risks. There are risks out there that, you know, you have to take if you work in the care industry, or you are a doctor, a nurse, a medic, frontline, whatever. You have really very little choice other than leaving your job. But people who think it's a good idea to go shopping on Boxing Day, I've got to say, do I really have that much in common with them that I want to sit down and have a dinner party? No, because I feel like anything I say will be taken the wrong way. And, you know, they probably feel the same way about us, because, you know, it's that long since I had a fringe, isn't it? My fringe that I had, my bangs, as Kim would call it, down to my chin and beyond. Mike's hair's in its own postcode, isn't it, Mike? You know, they're probably thinking, oh, how can you live like that? Because it doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. That's how. You know, I would have a dabble with Mike's hair, and when he's had enough to drink, he might let me, and we'll see how that goes. But yeah, you know more about people than you did, so I predict there will be social changes. I totally agree with you. 1,225. Right, make a note of that, Mike. We'll work out a date of when that would be, Kim. We'll put little flags on it. Oh, it'll be fabulous. We'll have a timeline running. And you'll think there'll be a lot of pet adoptions. Yeah, apparently over here, that's a thing at the moment. People are dognapping dogs, to breed them, because a lot of people want puppies for company at the moment. I think I've heard of at least 5 dogs that have been dognapped in the last week. And it's always the girls that disappear. So Lola's on a very short leash at the moment, because she's incredibly pretty, isn't she? So she'd be the one that they'd want. So she's being very, very carefully monitored at the moment. But we will, of course, be back with you tomorrow when it's Monday, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm doing very well manic hanging on Monday. To the days. It's Manic Monday tomorrow.
Just another Manic Monday.
And we will be with you.
Wish it was Sunday. That's my fun day.
True.
Just another.
I wish it was the 4th of December. Then we'd have all our Christmas holiday to look forward to. We don't really want to go back to work. So if we could just buy
a lot. Hi and bye, Tracy.
Hello, goodbye. Yeah, I'm thinking, could definitely do it without work. Mm. We'll see how that goes. But for the moment, I'm going to say goodnight from me.
And goodnight from me.
And we'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.